Welcome to tape number 2, as we continue our discussion, changing negative behavior patterns, and dealing with authority. Let's now join Barbara.
Okay, so how do you change negative behaviors with children that are not in chaos, like our kids have all been this month? Under normal situations, normal circumstances, how do you change a negative behavior?
Accentuating the positive.
Accentuating the positive, okay. And if that doesn't work?
Something real drastic one time.
Like what?
I throw a look out of the house and it was free. And you never hit me after that.
Okay. Do something drastic.
Acknowledge the negative and try to open up the communication to find out what's really going on. Give a child a chance to express what's there for them.
Okay. Most behaviors that happen, you have to change them just like that, right? To make a quick decision on what you're going to do about it. But I'm talking about a behavior that consistently happens, like with whining or with hitting or with biting or with kicking or with fighting or with a behavior that's consistent. How do you change a behavior that is consistent, that's now become a habit? Consequences, good. And what is the quickest instant consequence? Children are instant gratification. Children are instant gratification, instant punishment, right? Saying, wait till your dad gets home, is not going to do anything. Even if they're frightened of their dad, they're going to spend the entire day being worried about what daddy's going to do when daddy comes home. And I mean, that's a punishment in and of itself. They're basket cases by the time daddy gets home, and daddy's tired and usually overreacts. So that's not good to do. I mean, unless it's a behavior that the three of you have to speak about. Children are instant. It needs to happen instantly, almost like animals. Animals have to, you have to instantly. The correction has to be put in instantly. So what's the most effective way?
Timeout.
Now, timeout doesn't work for a lot of people. Why doesn't it work for a lot of people? Because they use it as punishment. Timeout is not punishment. You have to be calm and rational and thinking when you put a child in timeout. Even if you're not, you have to speak the words as if you are. You have to say, okay, we need to do timeout and think about this behavior and what we're going to do about this behavior, and this behavior is inappropriate.
How is that not punishment?
Because you're sending them to think about a behavior. You're not punishing them for doing the behavior. It's not like because you did that behavior, you have to now go into timeout. It's you know that this behavior is inappropriate. I've given you 2 warnings with little children your Sammy size. You give them 2 warnings. If this behavior continues, you're going to have to go in timeout and think about what you're going to do about this behavior because it's quite annoying. If this behavior continues, you're going to have to go in timeout. Okay, I'm really sorry. You made your choice. Your choice is to sit down and think about what you're going to do about this behavior. You cannot hit people. It's not allowed in my house. It's not nice. Or whatever you're going to teach them about hitting.
He's still too young.
Oh, he is. How old is he?
16 months. But how can I even get him to see him? He's got to stay there.
He goes in a crib or he goes in a playpen. But it has to be only 1 minute for every year of their age. So to tell your kid to go to their room for a half hour is not going to work as time out. You know, quiet time, it will work, okay? I'm declaring quiet time before we verbally or physically damage each other. Okay, you go to your room, I'll go to my room, we'll all go to our rooms, we'll all pout in our rooms, and then we'll come back as a family in 20 minutes. That will work. But sending a child to their room or 2 time out for long periods of time is not going to work. That becomes punishment. So it's 1 minute for every year of their age. So for Sammy, it'd be no more than 1 minute. Sammy, you may not climb because I'm afraid that you'll fall and hurt yourself. Sammy, I asked you to not do that. If you do that again, I'm going to have to put you in time out.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I know.
The phone as soon as he gets it, he runs with it.
Right. And you chase him.
Yeah, this is a new thing. Now he gets mad. I mean, you got a 16-month-old child that you're wrestling with.
That you're wrestling with. Yeah. I would never wrestle with a 16-month-old.
Okay, so, and I know, like, this is not working.
No. Either put the phone down or go in timeout, Sammy. Sammy,
I mean, he would be amazed.
I'm going to ask you one more time, Sammy. But there are no consequences for his actions.
Right.
So your words mean nothing. So you're trying to discipline this child and teach him self-discipline, and he has no idea what you're talking about because there are no consequences because you believe he's too young. Now, for 1 minute, is it going to die in 1 minute? I mean, that's like you put him in, you go to turn around, you turn right back around, you pick him up, and you take him out. Now, Sammy, we don't play with the phone. It will hurt us. The phone will hurt us if we knock ourselves, whatever you're afraid of. Mommy is afraid. Please don't do that. If you do it again, I'll need you in time out. And I mean, you talk to him like you're an idiot. You know, anybody looking at you would know that you were an idiot for talking to me now. Have you thought about your behavior? It's like, cuckoo. The woman is lost it. She's totally hormonal. You do the same with the chairs, but you only do it with a little one, like under between two and three. You only do it dangerous. If there's something dangerous, you use timeouts. If it's just irritating, you don't. Climbing up on chairs and counters, that's dangerous. You don't want him to do it. You want him to stop. He has to stop or he's going to hurt himself.
Yeah, well, actually, he did something today where the chair fell over.
Right.
I had a headache and I was sitting in the other, and he never did that before, and the chair fell over. He could have seriously hurt himself, and that's something I'm going to have to work on.
He learned.
I don't know. He went back again.
He did? Did you pick him up off of it? Or did you say, Sam, you know what happened last time you did that?
I don't know. I don't remember what I did.
You can use timeout effectively with that. If the phone's just an irritant, I wouldn't worry about it. But I wouldn't chase him because it makes a game out of it. Ooh, I grab the phone, I get mommy's attention. Ma, it's for you. Come get it. The only thing that happens in the timeout chair is the timeout. That's the trick. But you're not going to want to do it. Because when you start doing timeouts with Sammy, he's going to start testing. And he's going to want to know if you're going to walk up the stairs with him every single time that you're supposed to or not. And he's a very smart child. So you have to determine one behavior. You pick one behavior a week, and you focus on that one behavior. So if it's climbing chairs and tables, then it's climbing chairs and tables. And you tell Gary, Gary, this is what we're doing. And Gary will say, no way, I'm not putting my child in timeout. What are you, crazy? He's only 16 months old. He's still a baby. And you say, okay, Gary, then when you're home, you handle it. If he knocks his head, he knocks his head. I don't know how else to handle it. When I'm home, this is what happens. And he'll stop doing it when you're home and start doing it probably when Gary's home. But then that's Gary's problem and nothing you can do about that. The other thing that you do is you acknowledge the child throughout the week when you notice that they're going to do it. Like if Sammy were going to go get on the chair or he was going to throw a temper tantrum and he stopped himself, you acknowledge him for that. Oh, look how you remember. You have such a good memory.
I've been doing that when I changed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows.
Of course he does. Dennis?
With Danielle and Steven, I mean, we should actually sit there like 8 to 10 minutes now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's got to be serious at that point. I mean, it's got to be serious. Your kids know that if you say timeout, it's real serious. I mean, you don't throw timeouts around. So you give them a couple of warnings. And timeouts are between 8 and 10 minutes, guys. You're getting older. And guess what? When you turn 20, your timeouts are going to be 20. And guess what? When you're 60, guess how long they're going to be, kid?
Okay, I'll be 27 minutes by myself.
Yahoo. Usually, if you give them a couple of warnings, they won't. But they might test it one or two times. And you just put a chair wherever you don't do anything else, just like when the couples do their thing. So nothing happens in that particular spot, timeout. And you can intervene before you have to do timeout. That's the thing to do with children that are hormonal. That are pre-puberty is to intervene beforehand and call a quiet time for the house so everybody calms down. Children are very fearful right now. It's just, you know, and they're more fearful because we're fearful. But, you know, we're adults and we don't kind of sit back and notice how stressed out we are or how upset we are, how frightened we are, how the day really went because we're so busy dealing with the day that we don't pay much attention. We just think, well, it was just a rough day. And then we get to talking and our kids are listening and the things that are not frightening to us are completely frightening to them. Talk to your kids about driving on ice and they're like, you gotta be kidding me. So the other thing you can do is let your child hear you praise them to someone else. This is very important. And that someone else needs to be someone that they care about. So their grandmother, oh, you just wouldn't believe Sammy's not climbing anymore. Sammy's been so good. He's been so patient. He wants to climb so bad and he's not. And you would be so proud of him, Grandma. If you can't get Grandma on the phone and you happen to think, I need to call Grandma and tell her, you know, Sammy needs a little external praise here, you just pick up the phone and pretend that you're speaking to them. I do this with Michael. Michael, if you don't get dressed, you're not going to Rose's. You have to get yourself dressed to go to Aunt Rose's. I don't want to get dressed. I don't want to get dressed. I understand you don't want to get dressed, but you have to. I'm not. Go. No. Okay, I'll call Aunt Rose and tell her you're not coming. You could stay home with Mommy. I'd love to have you home. I don't want to stay home. I'm going to go call Aunt Rose now. And I'm going to tell Aunt Rose, you don't want to get dressed. I don't want to. Okay. Hello, Rose? There's no Rose on the other end. Hello, Rose? Michael's decided he's not going to get dressed today, so he can't come to Lucan's. Hang up the phone. What does my boy do? I'm gonna get dressed now. You call Aunt Rose back, I'm gonna get dressed and I'm Aunt Rose, Michael's getting dressed. He's coming after all. Aunt Rose said she's so happy you decided to get dressed. Come to her house, she would have missed you. You have to know that your children listen to what you say about them, and that if you're gonna say something, you have to be willing to back it up, particularly if they're younger. If you're gonna send your child to the skating rink and you're gonna say, now I'm gonna come check on you, now you make sure that you're there, because I'm gonna be there. You better make sure you go there, check on them to make sure that they're there. Because the first time that you don't, what's gonna happen?
You didn't keep your word, then.
You didn't keep your word. So make sure that you acknowledge your child to someone else, and make sure that it's to someone, and it doesn't matter how old your children are. If you think about your parents, your parents are always telling you how wonderful somebody else's kids are, right?
Yeah.
They're always telling, oh, and have you heard about Johnny? He just got a
You know the real truth about that kid anyway. He only knew. I mean, it was really nice.
No, but you're always hearing your parents praise some other child to you. And your parents probably praise you occasionally. But have you ever heard your parents praise you to somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
And how did it feel?
Great.
Really good. So you need to give your children that gift. Your children need to know that when you talk about them, that you have nice things to say about them to other people.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do is use a sticker board or notes. Whatever you reinforce, whatever you spend your time talking to the child about, you're strengthening. Whatever you reinforce, you're strengthening. Positive or negative, whatever you are reinforcing, you are strengthening. Whatever you are reinforcing, whatever you're putting all your attention on, you are strengthening. If you put all of your attention on, he doesn't do his homework. He doesn't do his homework. He's not going to do his homework. He's not going to do his homework. So you can use a sticker board, or you can use notes.
Sticker board around the house so they can see
it? A sticker board. A board like this. You have...
Oh, like in school?
Yeah, like in school. A sticker board.
Yeah, all the activity, and then they put stickers.
Nope, on. Just for one... This is changing one behavior. Changing one behavior.
So mark it down every time?
They mark it down. Or they put a sticker.
Uh-huh. Oh, great idea.
They put a sticker, or they put a smiley face, or they put a star, or they...
Right.
They do it. Because you're trying to teach them self-discipline. You're trying to teach them to change a particular behavior that they have
right.
that irritates you.
Right.
The other thing that you can do, particularly for older children, children anywhere from 7 on, is send them a note in the mail. Children love to get mail. They love to get cards. They will be shocked if they receive a card from their parents.
That's a good idea.
And you send them, at the end of the week, you send them a congratulations card. Congratulations, I knew how difficult it was for you to do your homework this week, and I just want you to know I'm proud of you.
One thing I kind of forgot to say before, every time Luca does something that's not correct, and it's way to make up, it's bringing me all this great acknowledgement from school.
Mm-hmm. But is that good? Do you think that's good?
It feels like he wants to. It's like, you know, it's a way to maybe seek my approval that way.
Uh-huh. You just want him to internalize it. You don't want him to keep looking externally for how his behavior is.
Right.
Negative or positive. You want them to be self-correcting. And your kids in their normal state are self-correcting. So what questions do you have about changing negative behavior? The important thing is to only pick one behavior a week. Now, if it takes 2 days to correct that behavior, they have the rest of the week off, right? Right. I mean, you don't just then jump in, oh, this is working, we're on a roll, now let's change this. Because by the end of the week, they'll be totally confused. They'll feel like they really worked all week. Any questions?
Well, for me, it's like the voice fight. Luca would look at Freeman and just start laughing. Freeman would get this major thing, oh, he's teasing me, he's looking at me, and he's crying. They're going on and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
More so lately than usual. And I just, you know, go in your room, separate room. You guys cannot be together right now. Just go separate. And then you put it separate and sneak out of the bed. This is the upset in my, you know, in my family right now, the two of them.
Well, then obviously it's not working.
Right.
So, problem solved. The bottom line doesn't work. The solution doesn't work. That means you haven't defined the problem. So it's your problem. That means you get to find the solution. Because they don't have a problem about fighting. Kids fight. That's what they do. You have a problem with their fighting. Putting them upstairs in their room doesn't work. So what do? Change a negative behavior pattern. What do? Time out. One in that chair and one in that chair. And you think about why you have a need to fight and when you can come together and apologize and promise to be nice to each other. Because their room is not punishment. Children's rooms are not punishment. Do you know that? They have televisions. They have VCRs. They have toys. They have beds to jump on. They have clothes to try on. They have books to read. So if you're trying to change a behavior, putting a child in their room is not going to change a behavior. It's going to calm you down. So you have to decide if it's a fight or if they're just getting on each other's nerves and you need to have a quiet time in your house. And the atmosphere of your house is going to determine whether they need a timeout or whether you need to declare quiet time. A lot of parents use timeouts when all their family needs is just quiet time, just time to quiet down, just to calm down, just to read a book, play a game, something quiet. Not TV, a little Bach, a little Beethoven, you know, calm, quiet. And that's a judgment call.
It may be a judgment call, but it's also how you are dealing with it.
Right, exactly.
Tippy-toe work.
Exactly.
Sometimes you need
quiet time, right.
And then you have to take care of yourself.
Absolutely. And that's when you call quiet time.
Right.
Because nothing that they can do at that point is going to, you're, nobody's going to win.
Mm-hmm.